There's a new sport being played on the beaches of Miami. New sport to Americans, anyway. It's a lot like volleyball, but with one major difference, as we're going to hear from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
There's a series of beach volleyball courts set up along South Beach. On any weekend when the weather is beautiful, which is pretty much any weekend of the year, people in tiny swimsuits fill up the courts to play, and spectators gather around to ogle. One of these games is not like the others. At the 3rd Street Beach, the Brazilian beach, spectators such as 6-year-old Mia Ortiz stand agape, watching the match in front of them.
How do you learn how to do that?
On one side of the volleyball net, two men stand ready to intercept the opposing team's serve. They hit the ball back and forth over the net. A player cannot touch the ball twice in a row, and a team can only hit the ball 3 times before sending it back to the other side, just like beach volleyball. The big difference? This game has no hands. It's called foot volley. The sport supposedly originated on the beaches of Rio de Janeiro in the early 60s, according to U.S. foot volley president Sergio Menezes.
We weren't supposed to play soccer on the beach, so the guys would bring a ball. As soon as the cops would come, they weren't technically playing soccer anymore. They're just juggling the ball between them. And next thing you know, they started taking over the volleyball courts, and then they started juggling between them on the volleyball courts, and foot volley began. That's kind of how the legend goes.
The game never became more than a hobby in Brazil, where people now play it anywhere they can find a net and a patch of sand. In the United States, Menezes and other Brazilian Americans have spent the last few years developing a commercial market for the sport.
It's because the U.S. is the most innovative country in the world. Okay, so and the U.S. likes to have the best athletes, the best of everything. That's what we're doing here. You know, we're bringing a great sport that, for whatever reason, Brazil had for 30 years, and they didn't make it happen. And we're going to try to make it happen here.
U.S. foot volley has organized international tournaments here on Miami Beach, and they're negotiating with TV networks and sponsors now. It's easy to see how this could become a popular spectator sport. The players have an almost superhuman control over the ball. They bounce it off their chest, knees, feet, and head to pass it to their teammate, send it flying across the net, or just dink it over the top. Tim Ludford Thomas, who's visiting from England, thinks the only challenge to making this sport popular internationally is that it looks very difficult to learn.
It's not like volleyball, which is a little bit easier to pick up and get involved in. I mean, we play football, but not to this standard. It requires a certain degree of control that most people actually don't have.
His friend Roger Prio thinks otherwise.
Ludford, no, my friend, we can take these boys on, we can do it now. We can. UK, keep your uppies against the rest of the world. We can do it. Come on. Tell you what, we're taking these boys down. Have you got any Speedo trunks on?
No, can I just say that this man will not be able to play this game. He doesn't have the speed, the vision. He doesn't have the technique or anything, okay? It's too difficult. This game is highly skilled. It's very technical. Look at these boys. They're professionals.
He has a point. The Brazilian players could all be swimsuit models, whereas Prio has a physique best described as pasty.
We can take him on.
No, we could not.
We can take him on.
On the other side of the court, Brazilian Ernesto Ribeiro watches the game. He's a surfer, not a foot volley player. He says, sure, America may not need another new sport, but sports are never about need.
In fact, we don't need. We just like. It's not a fact of needing. You know, sports, they begin because people love to do something, keep doing it until it, you know, come up and everybody knows it.
And as one bystander on Miami Beach said, with a sport that's this much fun to watch, who's going to say no? Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.
You want to see spectator sport? I'll give you spectator sport. Bring it on.
If you'd like to see some footage of foot volley, visit npr.org.